Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking about some exciting cardiovascular health research on chiolic aged garlic extract. Our guest is Jim LaValle. He's a clinical pharmacist, board-certified clinical nutritionist, and he is a very, very experienced communicator, as well as a consultant to a lot of sports teams. He really is all about wellness in his professional endeavors. So, oh, by the way, do you have a book, that a revision of your book that's coming out this year?
I do. I have a revision of the Metabolic Code, and I actually have a book on optimized metabolic performance for people that live an active lifestyle, from everyone who's training as a professional to just training because you love to train, like you and I.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm all about
that. Can we do?
Yeah.
What can we do, right? And so I've got...
Well, we can't, you know, we can't go to movies. We can't go to plays. We can't go to restaurants. You know, so...
That's what, I'm writing a lot. I'm writing a lot.
Exactly. Me too. And communicating. But, you know, I think exercise is what's helping to keep us sane during this kind of crazy period.
Absolutely.
So Jim, you know, I just want to reemphasize that while garlic is beneficial, we encourage people to eat a lot of garlic, you know, put garlic in your food. So I think some people may say, look, you know, I don't have to buy this product because it's, you know, garlic in a pill. I can just use a lot of garlic. I eat garlic. So is there something that distinguishes aged garlic extract from natural garlic?
Yeah, that's a great question. Once you age garlic, so what happens is they take organic garlic and put it in these steel vats and they age it for 20 months. And when you age the garlic, new natural compounds are formed that are not in garlic. So if you go to eat garlic is good. It's got some great benefits, but it doesn't contain the nutrient profile or the phytochemical compounds that aged garlic has. So it's a process that occurs over almost 2 years to make aged garlic extract, and it changes it considerably because you don't have to worry about the stinking rose effect. You won't have an odor coming off of you.
I remember when chiolic was first introduced, and this is many, many years ago. It's like right at the beginning of my medical career in the 80s. I think even before the 80s, it was available in the 70s. It was billed as odorless garlic. I mean, that was its claim to fame. I think maybe even before all these wonderful studies documented its very specific health benefits. It was like, this is the natural alternative to garlic. If you don't like garlic because it gives you bad breath, this is the garlic to take, the aged garlic extract. I remember it used to come in like little squirt bottles, and you used to have to make your own capsules.
That's exactly right.
That's how old I am. I remember that.
Well, no, I'm right with you, man, because I had the same thing. I remember even squirting it on my food sometimes. I'd include it in my salad dressings that I was making from scratch.
That's a good idea.
You know? Yeah. And so the big thing is that once it ages, a whole new family of phytochemicals appear that allow for all these beneficial effects when they study it. So when you look at aged garlic extract, first of all, you don't have to worry about interfering with your blood thinning medication. They've studied that.
There are no drug interactions.
So if you're on Lipitor, you're on Losartan, you know, these medications for blood pressure and medications for lowering lipids.
Yeah.
None of that happens. And in fact, in some of the studies, what they showed is that when you added aged garlic extract to a statin drug,
you get a better
result. There was a regression in the progression of coronary artery plaque because you still progress when you take a statin.
Yep.
And so it actually is the smart thing to do if you're going to be on a statin medication.
So it's not an alternative, it's an adjunctive thing, even if you're on medication.
Exactly. And then if you're just interested in your heart health, here's the interesting thing on aged garlic extract. It lowers oxidized LDL. Mm-hmm. So the rusted LDL, the LDL that gets damaged because your immune system is inflamed and you're throwing off inflammatory compounds and it damages those lipids, it lowers that in your body by as much as 88%.
Mm-hmm.
And it lowers bad actor lipids. So under metaflammation processes, you make more apolipoprotein B. Your lipoprotein little A goes up. Your oxidized LDL goes up. You know, all these little markers start to stack up that are telling you you're at an accelerated rate of aging. That's what's actually happening when you've got those bad actor lipids. And think about it. Why do so many people need to be put on statin medications? Because so many people are overweight, pre-diabetic, pre-hypertensive, they have metabolic syndrome, and they are a big generator of inflammatory compounds, which creates bad lipids. And what I loved about the aged garlic studies on blood pressure is not only did it lower blood pressure, but it actually also affected the microbiome. So it actually acts as a prebiotic. And why that's important is that's
another mode of action. The microbiome. Yeah, that's a whole emerging area of interest.
So, yeah, and the thing is that when your microbiome is dying off, it releases something called lipopolysaccharide, or LPS. And that circulates around and attaches to your tissues, like your heart, kidneys, and liver.
Intestinal toxins. I mean,
exactly.
In the colloquial,
yeah. You know, right? And it triggers inflammatory chemistry in every cell that it gets connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important that you understand that, for those listening, that when you're taking aged garlic, you're getting a direct effect on the vessels and a direct effect on plaque burden. And there's all these direct effects. And then it acts as a prebiotic and starts to reorganize the diversity of your gut so that the inflammatory compounds and signals coming out of the intestine are now starting to be remodeled as well. And so I think it's once again, when you study something, 700 plus times, you start finding more and more about it. And I think that's fantastic.
You know, one of the concerns that's raised by my conventional colleagues when people are taking anything that smacks of garlic is that if many patients are on blood thinners, if you have cardiovascular disease, you're going to be on something. You know, you're going to be aspirin or Plavix or, one of the more Coumadin or
Eliquis.
Eliquis, yeah, you name it. Is there a potential interaction between aged garlic extract and those things that might preclude certain people using it?
Well, the worst offender on blood thinners is Coumadin, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think that one gets blood vessels leaking, the worst of all, and has a myriad of interactions.
Right.
And they measured aged garlic extract in that model, and they showed that it did not alter the INR times or the clotting times of individuals who are on a blood thinner and taking aged garlic at the same time. So there's no concern over taking aged garlic extract if you're on a blood thinner. And in fact, I would probably propose that you're improving the integrity of your blood vessels when you take aged garlic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably going to, you're going to reduce that risk of hemorrhage. Mm-hmm. That can occur in blood vessel friability,
right,
that occurs when you're on those type of agents. So I really encourage people, you know, you and I are both in the aged garlic extract fan club. I mean, we've been on the radio before talking about this, but these last sets of studies, I'm more committed than ever to get the word out, because it's one of those ingredients that if all people did was take that, it could change their health dramatically, especially if they'd make an effort to change the amount of food they ate and the amount of movement they had in their life. You know, exercise more, eat a little less, pick the right foods, take some aged garlic. And of course, we know that vitamin D and magnesium, the essential nutrients, are needed. But I think it's that important. And you know, the last study, I think you're going to love this one. I'm sure you've already read it. But this last study that they looked at in Sweden, and it was at the University Hospital and at Lund University, it showed that in a European population, regardless of differences in diet, lifestyle, or genetic makeup, that aged garlic extract, regardless of any of those things, it had an 80% precision for reducing cardiac plaqueing progression, a 74% precision for reducing blood pressure. And then they developed an algorithm where they looked at all these different markers, and they could show that the risk of having, that it would actually, that it would lower blood sugar was 2.56 times more likely. So that when you
it may have actually anti-diabetic actions on glucose metabolism.
Exactly. And it really, one of its mechanisms is that it upregulates adiponectin. And adiponectin is this compound that makes your insulin receptors get more active. So it's pretty neat. And then the other one was that you were going to lower interleukin 6 levels.
Which is the bad guy pro-inflammatory cytokine.
It's like the king daddy, right? It's the mob boss of inflammatory cytokines.
Which, by the way, and again, I don't want to suggest we're talking about a panacea here, but it's highly implicated in cytokine storm in COVID-19, right? I mean, it's really the worst manifestation of this cascade towards requiring a ventilator and dying of COVID-19 is this inflammatory cytokine.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you start thinking about preventative strategy, you know, you get vitamin D in, you look at vitamin A, you look at zinc, and I think you look at aged garlic extract because of its pleiotropic effect, meaning that it has multiple effects on your chemistry that are moving you away from a metabolically inflamed state and moving you towards more homeostasis, where your body has more control over its metabolism. And I think that's key, you know, that people really need to understand that, you know, there's hundreds of studies and peer-reviewed papers written on this ingredient that in humans, I mean, right? You haven't had any rats or tsetse flies coming in to have you treat them, have you? Right?
No. I mean, I'll tell you that, frankly, a lot of supplements base their efficacy on animal studies. And, you know, that's promising, but, you know, what works in a rat did not necessarily translate to human experience. I'm really pleased to see the Wakanagas undertaking human trials, which are, you know, obviously much more expensive and difficult to execute because, you know, you can do, your lab rats are cheap, you know.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you the other study that was interesting that almost really didn't get that much play was the gingivitis study.
Oh.
They did a gingivitis study on people with periodontal disease, and they looked at the amount of bleeding in their gums.
Yeah.
They gave them 3.6 grams of aged garlic extract a day.
So that'd be six
capsules. And they found a significant reduction in gingivitis and periodontitis in those individuals that took aged garlic extract. And why is that important? Because the gingiva is the home. If you've got a lot of plaque burden, you're not taking care of your teeth, you got a lot of bad bacteria housed there that actually end up contributing to heart disease. They trigger coronary plaque.
Yeah. Very highly correlated. Yeah.
And so I think that was an incredibly important study that we just haven't talked enough about.
So it's yet another mechanism by which it may reduce cardiovascular risk by reducing the bacterial burden in the mouth.
Exactly.
Wow. And as you know, they're now beginning to look at the linkage between periodontal disease and Alzheimer's, which is fascinating. You know, and the areas are in close proximity and they partake of the same circulation and, you know, inflamed gums, inflamed brain.
Exactly. And so I really, you know, I would encourage people, if they're not, if they haven't had their blood pressure taken in a while, please get your blood pressure taken, first of all.
And don't be in blood pressure denial, because some people go, you know, I don't want to take those meds. Yeah, my blood pressure is a little high, but I know those meds are, it's like, if you've got high blood pressure, one way or another, you got to address it. If you can't address it naturally, which hopefully you can, you know, get on something to lower your blood, because it is it sounds a lot like conventional medicine propaganda, you know, take a med for blood pressure, but you got to control it.
Well, you know, it's that old story I try to tell people, right? First sign of a heart attack, 50% of the time, is death.
Yeah.
So, so the higher your blood pressure, the more you're at risk. And so I really encourage people, even if you go to the local pharmacy and stick your arm in the machine, if they let you still do that, which may not happen right now in New York. Swab it down. And then get your finger stuck. Get a fasting blood sugar. There's a lot of people walking around that don't even realize they're diabetic because they haven't been to a doctor in 6 years, and they don't know they're diabetic. And every year that you're there with high blood sugar is creating tremendous damage to your kidneys, your brain, your blood vessels, your liver. It's basically global damage that occurs, and you know it and the side effects or the morbidities that go on with diabetes, they're not friendly. Things like blindness, amputation, you know, kidney disease. These are big problems. Peripheral neuropathy, your feet and hands get numb and you can't feel them. These are big things. So using natural compounds like aged garlic extract to help you maintain your health, and to help you manage your health if you are moving down that path towards a condition, it's something that more and more of us just have to pay attention to.
Jim, you know, let's say I'm a layperson and I'm interested in this, but I'm still seeing a conventional primary care doctor or cardiologist, and I want to take aged garlic extract, but I'm a little bit in awe of my doctor and I want to have that dialogue with my doctor. Like, how can people access the studies that we're talking about today so that perhaps, I know it annoys doctors when people bring in, printouts from the internet, but these are bona fide studies, and I think it'd be useful to call them to the attention of people in the medical profession, especially when you want to get the go-ahead to take something like aged garlic extract. So is there a place where this information is made available?
Yeah, they can go to kyolic.com and they have all of their studies that they've done that are posted there, and they certainly have their recent studies posted there. So all of this information will clearly be there.
They have an 800 number as well. If you want to communicate with them directly, it's 800-421-2998. Where you can get product information. Okay, so let's talk about some of the options because, whenever you provide options to people, it's a little bewildering, right? You know, it's one size fits all is a good principle. It keeps things simple, but there are a variety of products that are available. So let's go through some of them and, you know, which might be most applicable to this situation that we're just talking about.
Well, I mean, obviously, are people concerned about their immune system? You've got Kyolic Formula 103, and they could add some extra Kyolic to it to get to that 1,200 or 2,400 milligram target.
With the reserve product.
They could use the reserve product with it, right? That would be easy. The other thing that they could do is they could use like the Formula 109, the blood pressure product. That works. I mean, it will be 1200 milligrams in the doses. So if you start with 1200 milligrams and maybe a little extra magnesium on board, and start to exercise a little bit, it's probably going to be effective for you, especially if you're just borderline. Mm-hmm. And then of course there's, if there's issues with circulation or issues with blood sugar, you can certainly look at those. I tend to use the reserve product. I'm like you, Dr. Hoffman. I just want to say, look, take
the
reserve.
Industrial strength aged garlic extract.
Just get it done, right? Just get it in there, 600 milligrams, two capsules twice a day. I got to be honest. I just usually tell people two capsules twice a day because I just see it work all the time. Blood pressures come down. People feel better. So I'm pretty bullish on that particular product for myself. But then, if it's cold and flu season, throw in some of the immune, no problem.
Mm-hmm. And, not that it's today's theme, but, there's a whole slew of studies on the immune benefits of aged garlic extract as well. Direct effects on, natural killer cell function, and so on. So, I don't have metabolic syndrome, and I have, at the last check, I have zero plaque. I take it for prevention, but I take the Kyolic Reserve Extra Strength formula one twice daily. But the main rationale for me taking it now is more about immunity.
Right.
Because I there are clearly benefits as well.
Well, they've shown that it reduces the incidence, severity, and duration of colds and flus when you take it. So it definitely has its advantages for supporting immune function. And remember, when you take it, how it helps your immune system is it upregulates your gamma delta cells, which are T killer cells that are in your intestine. Mm-hmm. And so when you take it, it dramatically upregulates those, and those are the soldiers that get out there and kill things. And so it's a very, very, very effective way of helping your immune system to just be able to patrol, right? Because that's what we're trying to do, is get it to, get your immune system to patrol appropriately so that it's able to find those bugs, attach to them, and kill them.
Yeah, whenever you talk about natural killer cells, I always think of the movie Natural Born Killers, the Oliver Stone movie with Woody Harrelson. That's a kind of a bloody, gory pop reference there.
Yes, it was.
So wrapping this up, Jim, it's always a pleasure talking to you because you're so well-informed. You also have a great way of explaining things in ways that bring the message home to the public. So three new studies. And, it sounds like we're always talking about new studies, but these really are new studies. They just keep coming fast and furious from the research team that is inspired by the folks at Wakanaga. And to give out the information, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract heart health formulas are available at local natural health retailers nationwide, and you can go to kyolic.com for more information. Follow them on Facebook and at Kyolic Age. They're on Twitter, too, so you can see some of their latest communications. Jim, always a pleasure having a conversation with you. And I'm sure you'll be back soon to bring us some new developments on the Kyolic H. Garlic Extract front.
It was a real pleasure to be on the show. I always enjoy getting on.
Indeed, indeed. All the best to you. Stay safe. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.